There is a new show in town if you happen to live in Sydney. The mainly African arts group Jamestown Collective is set to present a show titled Infusion, No Sound, No Movement at the Factory Theatre on Sunday, the 29th of October. So that is this coming Sunday. Infusion, No Sound, No Movement, according to its director, is a rhythmic assault to the senses, a collaboration of world music and dance, drawing on ancient rhythms and contemporary and traditional West African dance. The group is headed by Lucky Latte, and he says his group brings audiences original composition and choreography inspired by traditional African rhythms with new urban beats and contemporary dance. The show brings together dancers from Ghana, Zimbabwe, India, and Australia. The show's director, Lucky Dube, is my guest in the studio. So, Lucky, first, tell me about yourself.
Well, my name is Lucky Latte. I'm originally from Ghana, West Africa. I'm a dancer, choreographer. I'm trained in African tradition, and my work also cross tradition and contemporary dance. So, you know, telling African story in a contemporary set. I now live in Sydney. I've made a few works here. I have a few classes around.
And classes like what? You teach people how to dance?
Yeah, I teach people how to dance every week, and I perform around Sydney and Australia.
You have a new show coming up at the end of this month in October, I think October 29th to be precise.
Yeah.
This show is called Infusion, No Movement and No Sound. Tell me about this show. What is it?
Infusion, No Movement, No Sound. It's a work which look at the relationship between movement and sound, inspired by everyday activities and games and stories, mainly from Ghana, but also from Zimbabwe, India, and Australia.
So what is it? Is it a dance, dancing or drumming or, what is it? Acrobatics, all those things.
It is everything together. I guess what I'm trying to show you, my work, I've always looked at how to really bring ancestral rhythms and sound into the contemporary setup. So what we're looking at here is to see how me from Ghana, another dancer from Zimbabwe, another musician from India, another dancer from Australia, from a tap dance, how can we use that common lineage, that language that connects us together to have a meaningful conversation. But also what we're trying to look at is how everyday activities that our everyday activities on the street in Africa have also kind of inspired our work, and see how we can bring those on the stage. So to answer your question, it's going to be a lot of percussion. It's going to be a lot of movement. It's going to be a lot of chants, rhymes, and songs from all over West Africa.
Yes, I can see this production, according to your media release, is uniquely an African story told against a contemporary Australian backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
What is the African angle, and what African story does it tell?
I'm sure you will know, we growing up in Ghana, music and dance are part of everyday life. The songs hold a lot of history and stories of the community. So we learn about our histories through songs, through music, through dance. So it is a unique African story, a unique Ghanaian story, because it actually tap into the everyday activity, the everyday Ghanaian story. But then these games are really, really old, and it's been told to reflect the everyday life here we live here in Australia, and also in the contemporary world. So that's the unique African story. And because it is in Australia, and also with artists trained in Australia and from different background, it's taking a total different angle.
I saw footage of one of your rehearsals with gum boots, others call it Wellington boots. all over the place. I mean, these booths and the tapping. What is the story behind this gum booth and then the tap dance?
The gum booth actually, it was a dance that evolved in the minds of South Africa out of oppression. I mean, it was a way that, you know, the black miners wanted to develop, they develop a code to communicate with each other. And so, you know, gumboot is a very innovative kind of way of making music. I mean, in times of struggle, in times of trouble, we look up to what we've got to find freedom. And that's why we're using gumboot. But also when you look at gumboot and tap dance, they have kind of similar story because the tap dance have also evolved a lot, you know, through the Irish dance and also through African Americans that, you know, they were not allowed to play the drums, and so they kind of translate all the drums onto their feet, and all of these things kind of gave birth to the tap dance. So we kind of looking at, you know, ways of innovating within our community, you know, in times of happiness, in times of struggle, how we tell our story, and that's why all of these things are coming together. But also the reason why we have an Indian musician or Indian tabla player in this space is also we, in this work, we looking at the shared legacy between South Africa and India, and that the connection, that connection that they've had, you know, a long, long, long time ago when Mahatma Gandhi lived there, you know, and fighting for equal rights for Indians in South Africa. So that's why we bring in all of this in this piece.
I know that your previous shows and productions have toured other cities in Australia. This production begins, I think it premieres on the 29th in Sydney. Mm-hmm. Do you have any plans to, staging this show as well in other Australian cities?
Yeah, not at the moment. We're looking at a tour in 2019, and also in 2018, but it's still not confirmed yet. But for now, it's just the one show, and that's why everyone have to come and catch this.
And it's the fast action movement, dance and music. And I've seen your earlier shows, and I sometimes wonder how you get the energy to jump meters into the air and do all those acrobatics. Are we going to see more of those acrobatics and the jumping and then the somersaults, all of that part of the show that you always put up?
It's not going to be the same. I guess I don't like repeating myself. It is actually, you know, every work is a continuation of the old work. Mm. I guess with this work, we're really more interested in the stories. And yes, of course, you know, the jump is always there, so it's always going to come in. But I guess we wanted to open more doors for people to see what is possible within our everyday life.
If you can give me a very, very important, powerful factor that you would like so many of us, so many people, especially in the community, to come and watch you and this particular show, which is Infusion, No Movement,
No Sound.
No Sound. Mm-hmm. Why should people come and see this?
I said this work is very innovative. You don't come across a work like this in Australia. And the team that we've put together is actually one of the best musicians and dancers in Australia. Not just that, also, but their stories are very unique. And the stories that we're telling reflect our everyday life and how we can innovate within our everyday life. I think this work will open a lot of people's mind in terms of what is possible and what is not possible. And that's why I think everyone should come and see this show.
And before we go, give me the dates and the venue. In fact, I know the dates. I've just mentioned 29th of October.
So it's 29th of October at the Factory Theatre.
Where is it?
The Factory Theatre is on Victoria Road in Marrickville.
Is there a website anyone interested can go in there and find information, more information?
Yeah. So I didn't talk about the time. The time is the doors open at 7. So we start from 7 till 10. You can find ticket at the Factory Theatre website. Also, I have the link on my website, luckylatte.com.au. Also on Facebook, if you check Jamestown Collective, all the info is on our Facebook page.